here. This is Scott. I am Dan. We co-lead the youth group together. This is Josh, and this is Candace. They go to youth group together, but they're not together. So we're going to be interviewing them at some point, but Scott's going to share some things about how the youth ministry got started, where we were at, and where we're at now, and where we're headed. So I'm going to turn it over to Scott.
Thanks, Ben. So when I first started here, this is going to be pretty much the step up to the mic for the youth group. When I first started here back in November of 18, the very first service, I walked in here and there was no talk of youth. There was a lot of kids here. There's still a lot of kids here. But there was no youth group. So that kind of troubled me a little bit. So I prayed about it. I prayed a lot about it, as most people were. And then God said to me, you should start the youth group. So we had dinner with Dave and Sheila as new members. And I mean, we had great conversation, but most of the conversation was about youth. That's when I knew that it should be done. So I met with Dave. He thought it was a great idea, and then he told me about Dan and Danielle, how they wanted to join and start a youth, be part of the youth group as well. So we met with them, got a great game plan together, and then March, I forget the exact date, but March of 2019 was our first youth, and at that time we had 8 students come to youth.
And that was huge.
That was big at the time, because we were afraid that nobody would show up and we would just be there hanging out for 2 hours, just Dan, Danielle, and Liz and myself. So it progressed slowly at that time because we were still trying to find our feet, and then in the summertime COVID hit and shut everything down, and that's when Dan came to me and said, hey, can I rebrand the youth? And I said yes, without even hesitating. I might have gotten back to him a little late in the text, but I said yes. That's when things started to ramp up for us. The youth room downstairs, which if you guys want, after we're done talking, you can go down and check out if you haven't already. Dan redid all that. I helped a little bit when I could, but that was Dan's baby, next to his other baby. but the first youth that we had this year, in 2020, how many students do we have?
That's downstairs on my clipboard.
It's downstairs on
my
clipboard.
I think like 12 or something like
that. It was in the teens, so we almost doubled what we had the very first youth. And in that time, we also have squad leaders. So a little bit about that. So Dan and I are the youth leaders. So we write the messages. We do all the graphics.
Scott does all the graphics. I don't do the graphics.
I do all the graphics. Dan approves the graphics, though. He makes sure they're okay and I'm not missing anything. And then we have what's called squad leaders. So that's Danielle, Devin, and Savannah, and Mandy. They're also leaders. And Liz, my wife. I forgot about her. So what they do is they help assist us running the youth. So they're our extra set of eyes as we're teaching and as we're, teaching, sharing, and doing all that stuff. And then come in January, we're still working on it. But they're going to actually, we're going to break down into small groups. And we're going to get in depth with the students, and they're going to be teaching that part to where we can get into a deeper level of the youth spiritual growth, to where they can grow closer to God and just become better human beings, and when they go off to college and start their lives, they still have that foundation that we started here in the youth. So that's pretty much the growth of the youth right now. We can get into the questions with Josh and Candace.
We'll pass you the microphone.
Oh, thanks.
Scott's going to start.
I'm going to start.
As you can tell, we're very formal.
We are.
At youth group, so.
Okay, so this is going to be, I'm going to have Candace answer this first, and then I'll have Josh put you up first.
Thanks.
What have we done this year that sticks out the most in your memory?
Other than me yelling at you all the time.
Oh, yeah. Tell us the shush.
I didn't say shush, I said shut up.
I really enjoyed going to the beach and becoming really good friends with the whole youth group.
Say that again, because it wasn't on the microphone.
I enjoyed going to the beach with everyone and just forming really good friendships with everyone there.
Yeah, I would have to say the beach trip that where the beach was closed and just walking on the boardwalk for 4 hours. And then I would say probably the Fall Fest and shooting apples into the river and trying not to hit people. So, yeah.
We did not hit anybody.
No.
Our insurance policy is paid up, but we did not hit anybody. So that was a win in our book. Why do you tell your friends it's worth coming to our youth group versus going to other churches' youth groups?
My old church had like a lot of cliques, and I did not like that because like you didn't click with everyone, and you had like two people you were really close with, and then like a few people that you would like occasionally talk to like three times a year, and then here
right after a retreat, right?
Yeah. and then here you talk to everyone all the time, and like I'll actually text most people throughout the week. It's not like just on Sundays and Wednesdays that I talk with them.
Yeah, I would have to say, so I've been to a lot of different churches. I mean, we never really had a home church until I was like 14 years old. And this is the one place that I've gone where I just felt like I could kind of connect with everybody who goes here. And that kind of carries over into the youth group. I mean, there's never been a time when I felt judged or that, you know, I wasn't, you know, good enough or, you know, was kind of cast out from the group, and I've never really seen that happen either. For the most part, just been really, you know, supportive, and I think that's, you know, that's really cool because, you know, when I'm looking around my school, that's not always how it is. So, you know, it's kind of cool to come to a place where that, you know, happens.
What have you learned this year that you have been able to apply with your walk with Christ?
I think last Wednesday, the one that stuck out the most, is like his mercies, like always enough, like regardless of all the stupid stuff you do, because I've done some really dumb stuff, and it's nice to know like that's not going to stop him from loving me, and he's not going to like give up on you at any time.
Yeah, I would have to say the mercy and forgiveness thing, on top of, you know, you want to try to be a good person and do it, you know, is right, but you are allowed to screw up, and that's okay. And, you know, there's always grace for that. So. Awesome.
What would you say to some of the students that go to church here but don't necessarily show up to the gathering on Wednesdays at 6:30 in the warehouse? That's Wednesdays at 6:30 in the warehouse. Wednesdays at 6:30. What would you say that they're missing out on? What would you say they should come to see us for? What would you say they could expect on a Wednesday night?
They can expect to come and have open arms, like ready to take them in and talk with them. A good lesson, and then a ton of really fun games that include launching apples across everything. And being told to shut up only a few times. And yeah, and just making friendships that will last forever.
Yeah, I would just say show up at least once, because, you know, I showed up once and I was kind of like, I didn't know what I thought of it. I didn't know how it was going to go when I showed up for the first time, and it turned out being pretty cool. So, you know, I don't know, just get there.
They were not paid for these. This is just all their own opinion. So I think that's pretty good that we're having people show up because they want to, not because I had to pay them off to say that you should be there.
What are you looking forward to doing the rest of this year?
I'm excited to see who else comes, like all the new people that show up and creating relationships with them. And hopefully a week where we're not told to shut up because we just do it on our own. And just like seeing the church grow and just more kids like come to Christ and like do it because they want to, not because it's like, oh, I have to because my parents come on Sundays and they're forcing me to come Wednesdays. But like wake up on Wednesday mornings like I get to go to youth group or I get to go to church soon. So
yeah, I would kind of just say the same thing. I mean, it's always kind of just nice to wake up and see, like, know that I'm going to get to go do something cool and get to know God better. And I don't know. I'm excited for, I mean, there's always, like, an event once a month. Like, that's kind of fun. And, yeah, I just say just seeing people in general and connecting with people and, you know, having friends come to youth group that I usually can't get to come to church. So,
like Zach and Tony. They're going to be here. They're coming?
Yeah, they're coming. Second service.
Ooh, yeah. All right. You guys get to see what I deal with on Wednesday nights if you stick around for second service. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much for letting us interview. You guys can have a seat. So let's give it up for Josh and Candace. So one of the things that really makes me and Scott excited and us as squad leaders and just leadership of the church is we're growing. When we started youth group, we met on Saturday nights at 6:30, and people actually showed up, which we never thought would happen. So then we moved it to Wednesday, and then more people showed up. And then more people showed up, and more people showed up. A normally healthy youth group is 10% of your church congregation, so that would be 12. Last week we had 23. So we're like double what a healthy youth group would look like. That just shows what God is up to and what God is doing. Here in our church and what we've just been allowed to be a part of what God wants to do in this community. We don't say that because we think we're super awesome. We think God's super awesome and we just get to be a part of it and watch it. I don't tell your kids to shut up as much as they make it sound like. I think shut up. It is probably more frequent than it should be. But one of the things that Scott and I are really looking forward to and really have enjoyed is you guys really have some awesome kids. Like, you guys are good parents, and I don't have to say that. But showing up and knowing that we have a group of kids that actually want to be there, their friends want to be there, that's uncommon. That's pretty much unheard of. And it's not just that, but we're doing it in a way that's healthy, that's building up more relationships, that's making people say, I want to not just show up, but I want to bring more people next week and more people next week. We're getting to the point where we're starting to run out of chairs. We're getting to the point where we're starting to run out of couches. So if you have an old couch, talk to me or Scott. We might be interested in it. But I just want to encourage you guys as a church family that what we're doing matters. What we're doing is helping see students to see Christ in a new way, that it's not just something you do on Sunday. It's something that God wants to do by walking alongside of you. That a relationship with Christ is just that. Just like you have a relationship with your friends, you can screw up and they still love you. God's grace is the same way. Each and every week, we point back to the cross. It doesn't matter what we've done. At the end of the lesson, there's always an invitation for people who haven't accepted Christ for the first time to have that opportunity to talk to one of us. Because at the end of the day, if all we're doing is showing up and playing games and having a good time, we've done pretty much nothing. If what we're doing isn't pointing students back to Christ, then all we're doing is just being another place to hang out on Wednesdays. And that's fun, and that's fine if that's what you want to do, but that's not our goal. Our goal is to get students one to Christ, students interested in Christ, and students interested in bringing their friends to Christ. So, yeah, like Scott said, if you want to go and check out the youth room downstairs, feel free to do so. Is there any questions that you guys have for Scott and I as far as, like, what we do on Wednesdays or what we do to your children when they're not around you? No one showed up with any black and blue marks at home, so I can't take responsibility if they do. But
I was brutally attacked with a rubber band.
That was Devin's fault. I did not start that. So you can take that up with the free volunteer leadership that we have. But yeah, we're gonna pray here. Bailey's gonna come up and close this out in a closing song, and then we'll just hang out until second service starts. And if you want to meet some of the other students that come, hang out. They'll be here for second service, according to Josh. So, Lord, we just thank you for this awesome responsibility you've given us of loving your students. Lord, we pray that we would continue to do it well, that we'd continue to see lives changed, that we'd continue to see people want to take their faith more seriously. Lord, we pray that as we go throughout the week this week, that we would just be focused on making you known, making others drawn closer to you, and that we would just be there along for the ride and watching you do what you do so well. We love you, Lord, and we just pray that we would continue to seek your face in all that we do. In your name we pray. Amen.